You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, joined in the studio by Kate Lochte and Melanie McCallan.
Hi, Austin. Nice to be with you today. And Melanie, it's a treat that you've been able to pull yourself away from the International Bazaar. And I'm one of the headlines for the interview about International Education Week for me is not about education, but it's about Christmas, and it's the auction of items. Tell us about what's on the table for that as an opener.
Well, we aim to please. So we have more than 50 items from around the globe there for everyone to take a stab at to get for themselves for Christmas or their family. We've got some great carvings donated by Meg Brown from Germany and Poland. We've got some fantastic books on different countries across the globe. We have some great clothing items, all sorts of nice statues and figurines from literally all across the globe. So it's exciting to see that happen again this year. I know when we don't have it, people complain they want to see it up there again.
It's open. Is it in the Kura Center?
It's in the Rocking Chair Lounge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's till 4:30 every day except Friday when you're closing.
At noon.
Mm-hmm. So our listeners really need to check it out because it's a very unique gift item opportunity in our community. But the broader sphere is experience, taking your place in the world. And you have night events that our community members would love to hear about, I'm sure.
We do. You know, last night I was enjoying some Italian food made by our faculty and students who had a Culinary Italy study abroad program this past year. So they taught us some of their recipes, had a pasta demonstration, so that was a great way to seek some dinner. So we have some night events continuing the rest of the week. Tonight we have our Global Alumni Distinguished Lecture Series, which is back for, we've had this is the sixth year that we've had it. And we have our alumni who are out doing amazing things, working globally, and they come back and it really is a giant foreign language and study abroad love fest because they talk about how important those things are to you if you really want to work globally. So that's going to be fun tonight at 7 in the Kura Center Theater. And then we have an amazing, I hope, event tomorrow night, which is our big keynote event from Planet Azul, a Brazilian music group. They're going to be doing some samba for us in the theater tomorrow evening at 6. We're really excited about it. I hope we get some people there. And right after that, if you're hungry, you can hit up the residential colleges for a couple of hours for an international food competition.
Let's talk about this samba event because this group, the dance group coming, replicates Brazilian festival dance. And this means feathers and skin.
Yes.
And some pretty rockin' dancing.
It does indeed. You have to be ready for your mind to be blown, as with many of our events for International Education Week. But, you know, we're really hoping that they just blast us out of the theater. This is the first time that we have them coming. If you check out their website, which we've got linked from ours, you really get excited about seeing them live and in person. So they have a five-piece band coming and a couple of dancers. We're going to have it's going to be really exciting. It's going to get us all ready for the World Cup held in Brazil this summer.
6 p.m. That's 6 p.m. tomorrow.
Yes.
And it's in the Kura Center Theater. So, and it's open to everybody. There's no charge.
It's
an experience.
It is indeed.
Now, Friday night is also quite special. I found out, Melanie, that most of the people I work with were born after this man passed, the man whose music will be performed by Belgian artist Michel Stenier coming. He's going to be performing the tunes of Jacques Brel. Were you born after Jacques Brel as well?
Let's take a list of anybody in the Institute for International Studies who was born after. This is exciting. This is an event that came to us from the Modern Language Department that really put it all together and found sponsors to bring it. And they just came to us and said, we really like you there. And I said, well, we'll be happy to plug you into International Education Week. And I'm so excited that we were able to partner with them. Really at the last minute, and they already had this in the works. So We are so excited at how much music and food is available this week for International Education Week. It's a very unique experience this week. But again, Michel Stenier is free. It's a free performance Friday evening at 7 in the Performing Arts Hall. You really can't beat all of these things that our community is welcome to join us as we celebrate International Education Week for free.
Michel Stenier will also be with us on this program tomorrow during the first hour, and we're hoping that he'll sing some of Jacques Brel.
What a treat.
Austin played a Tom Waits song, and Jacques Brel influenced his music and is seen as one of David Bowie's major influences. So
That's a name
died
maybe our
young.
Students know a little bit
there
better.
You go. He died young in 1978 at age 49, but he led an amazing life. And most people thought that he was French because he left his homeland rather early on and not in a really friendly way.
Mm-hmm.
But he was sort of a flaming talent. And back, I saw a write-up about him in 2008 when they were auctioning off some of his personal effects, and his family was upset about it because he had a couple of families. You know, he's that kind of a guy. And in 2008, his albums were still selling 200,000 a year all over the world. So he influenced people like Nana Mouskouri and Frank Sinatra and Tom Waits. I mean, he was just all over the map. And who listened to him?
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this Belgian artist, Michel Stenier, coming for Friday night performance, and I think he's going to be accompanied by Christy D'Ambrosio from the music department.
He's
a guitarist and a singer, and it should just be wonderful.
It again should blow our minds, I think. I did a nice YouTube search myself on Michel Stenier, and I ended up leaving it on all day in my office so I could listen as the day went on. It is another big treat for us this year.
And an appreciation of the language.
Absolutely.
A new language to listen to in music.
And you know, again, showing us that you don't have to understand the language to appreciate the music. So it will be a fun evening.
Yeah.
I hope.
So these are the nighttime things, but all day long there are really a wide range of interesting discussion panels. You want to highlight some of them?
Sure. We are so excited that every college, every one of our academic colleges and schools really comes out during International Education Week and puts forward students and faculty to really showcase what they're learning and what they're doing across the curriculum. So we're really excited to see that again this year, as usual. So we have a great panel from the History Department on Thursday at 10 a.m. talking about immigration and Western society. Immigration is a hot topic. It's going to continue to be a hot topic for us from now and far into the future. It has always been. So that's going to be exciting. They're going to, you know, talk about several different countries specifically. We have a nice group of our modern language students tomorrow at 3:30. That are every year our modern language seniors are able to give us presentations related to the languages they're learning and the cultures that they study. So all of their research is their senior project. These are their senior projects being presented, and it's really exciting to see those happen. We also give, you know, I work specifically in the education abroad unit, and I'm always trying to wrangle faculty into teaching abroad. And so this year, and as we did the same last year, we have new faculty luncheons during International Education Week for me to do some arm twisting a little bit early on and let our new faculty know what their international opportunities are, so that they can, even if they're working on 10-year projects and things now, in a couple of years, they'll be able to plug into our office and take some students abroad, hopefully.
Let me ask you about, I think I remember a very special announcement coming during this week about a new relationship that Murray State University is creating in China.
Yes, thank you so much for mentioning that. We are so excited. The provost's office created an Asian Initiative Task Force earlier this year with several folks on it to really look at a program that would enable more mobility of our international students coming here, our faculty and our students going to an Asian country. And we have, the task force has worked to identify an institution to work with for our Asia initiative. And that announcement is going to take place today at 4:15 in the Pogue Library. And all are welcome to join us. There'll be an official signing and some refreshments and a nice celebration of getting this off the ground and seeing what we can get, what sort of mobility will result from this initiative. So we're really looking forward to it.
Am I correct in thinking it's sort of similar to the Regensburg program that has had long success in Germany?
Sure, yes. It was, you know, initially the thoughts were this would be a Regensburg-like. I mean, that was in all of our communications with each other. You know, this is how the Regensburg program works. How should this program, this new Asia Initiative program work? And, you know, Regensburg is a very unique program in that it's a semester-long program, and our faculty take our students for a semester, but are embedded at a university in the University of Regensburg in Germany. And so our students are learning their language and culture courses from German faculty, and then they have other courses taught in English from our faculty who join them. So it is a very unique opportunity in that it's a semester long embedded at an institution. So this program, our Asia Initiative, is going to be something, again, that's very unique. It is going to be Regensburg-like, but it's going to write its own ticket. It's going to write its own new, unique platform. And we're really looking forward to seeing how that unfolds. We have several faculty who are interested in seeing how we move forward and being involved. And we're really hoping to see, again, with Regensburg, we bring over German students here and are offering them study and degree in a degree program in an advanced sort of way. So they're going home with an MS Econ or an MBA. And we want to see that happening with our Chinese students, too. We want more of our students studying abroad. We want more international students here. And this is one of those ways that we're seeking to increase that mobility.
Listen, we're talking with Melanie McCallan, who heads up the Study Abroad program in our Institute for International Studies. And we've thrown a lot at you in a short period of time. So there are several places for you to go to see all of this for yourself. And you want to do the honors of the address online?
Yes. The easiest way to do it is go to murraystate.edu/IEW for International Education Week. So we're celebrating it this week along with the rest of the nation that's celebrating International Education Week this week with us, with their own events across their campuses. And you'll find the full schedule of events there.
Congratulations on a big week.
Thank you.